Lord, we ask you to be with us today. We conduct the business of the county, and we're just blessed to be able to serve. And we're asking you to be with the road hands that are out working on the road, and the law enforcement, and police, the fire, and just all first responders, Father. We just pray that you would keep them safe, and they're going about keeping us safe. And we ask you, Lord, to put somebody in our path that we can bless in some way today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, next we have approved this through the minutes of January 6th, 2026 regular meeting.
Mr. Pritchard? I will second.
Mr. Lozier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr.
Aye.
Motion carried to approve the minutes of January 6th regular meeting.
Announcement?
Court often closed this Monday with an attorney from Martin Luther King Holiday. The DOCC meeting will be on Tuesday, January 20th at 9 a.m.
Okay. Next we have unfinished business. Bids open award number 1, 2026-31. Commissary item, Rogers County Detention Facility. Note this item was tabled at the January 5th, 2026 regular meeting for further review.
So we got our bids and looking over the spreadsheet, we're going to go with Prodigy. They're lower overall on everything except for Group F, which is clothing. We would like to rebid that out to see if there's anybody else out there that we could get a lower bid price for.
Okay, so you're removing clothing, and Prodigy is the low bid on everything else. I know there was a lot there.
Would you explain what commissary is? There's a lot of people here that probably need to know this.
So commissary is for the inmates to order like extra hygiene or snacks or like sometimes they get puzzle books or something like that.
While they're in jail.
While they're in jail, just gives them a little bit more to have, but that we don't provide.
And this commissary account is not hidden in any way.
No.
It's open to the public. They want to see everything they can. So,
all right. And like the store, that's revenue generated that helps run the jail.
Yes, exactly.
I'm good.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right.
Hendricks?
Aye. Aye.
Motion
carries
for more
topology
and
rebid
the clothing items
for this sale. All right. Ladies, appreciate it. Next, we have new business. Seeing none, we'll go to class. Number one, Condition 2, discussion possible action on the request for preliminary plat for the Cove at Stone Canyon, Phase 5, contingent on the approval of the Board of County Commissioners. Case number 2659, the applicant Kellogg Engineering. Location is reflected in your agenda, and that's, I'll leave the location, northwest of North, 177th East Ave, and north Patriot Drive intersection of Owasso, Oklahoma 74055. The legal description reflected in your agenda, and the planning board voted to recommend approval 6-0. Brittany? Oh, we need
No, this is a public hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the This is the preliminary plat for the covers at 17-5. So yours now 4 phases. It will be, this one's a little smaller. It'll be a total of 11 lots. So from 10.6 acres, phase 5 will be a total of 11 lots. This plat does meet the requirements of the Rogers County Subdivision Regulations. It has been reviewed by Rogers Engineering. And it does conform to the subdivision regulations for a preliminary plat.
It's in District 2. Obviously, it's in the Stone Canyon area. The county's interest in this is this will involve another approximately half mile extension of 177th Avenue. And our long range goal is to get 177th Street eventually out to the Port Road to allow another way in and out of that area. So we're basically doing this half a mile at a time as these additions progress in that direction.
Make sure this also part of that private baby community, or is this one the county?
No, this is the county access road.
This will be behind the gate.
This, oh, it will be?
Yes.
Okay. This will be gated?
This will be behind the gate.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So that's private road. Private
access. It's still builder roads to town specifications, but the roads will be maintained by some land.
How long is the room? Got anything to add?
No, it is private.
Okay. That's even better.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything.
No,
this is part of the long range plan.
So next up will be construction plans, and then a final plat, which of course that final plat will come back before you guys.
I recognize your hand, sir, but this is not a public hearing at this time for this particular item. I'm sorry. But I'll be glad to speak with you after the meeting.
Alright. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve preliminary plat.
I'll second.
Hello,
Joseph. Hi.
Peter.
Hi.
Let's be heard to approve preliminary plat for the code at Stone Canyon.
Thanks, Brittany. Next is planning and zoning. Number one is in District 2, public hearing with discussion of possible action on the request for a zoning change from AR to R20. That the intended use of the property after rezoning is for the residential subdivision, contingent on the approval of the Board of County Commissioners. Note this item was tabled at the December 2nd, 2025 regular meeting. Case number 2654. The applicant is Joe Pace. Location is northeast corner of East 126th Street North and North 161st East Ave. Intersection Collinsville, Oklahoma 74012. Legal description is reflected in your agenda. And the planning board voted to recommend 6-0.
Make a motion to open public hearing.
Second.
This property is an 80-acre tract. This is out in the Collinsville area. It is north of Highway 20 on the corner of East 126th Street North and North 161st East Avenue. The 80 acres has a current zoning as AR, agricultural residential. The requested zoning and proposed zoning is RS20 for residential single family homes. This is for a new proposed subdivision with half acre lots. There is a lot of residential zoning that is to the south of East 126th Street. This area is in River Valley Planning Area of the Comprehensive Plan. This area is appropriate for residential and for the medium intensity uses of this proposed residential zoning. If the zoning is approved, the next step for this development would be the preliminary plat, and the plating of the property with all the construction plans, and then the final plat.
Can you go back to the previous where it shows all the surrounding zoning?
No, good news is, I'm going to have the comments here. Anyone here today wishes to speak on this stone thing? If there is, you may step forward and state your name, please.
I will say you'll have 3 minutes. Okay, we'll time you 3 minutes to make sure that you can get through and state your name and your address so the county clerk can record that.
My name is Ashley Chris. I live along 126 and 140 Frick.
And
I also
have
A-S-L-E-E Frick.
Your address?
I live at 16028 East 126 St. North.
I'll let you
know. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. As you see on this piece of paper on your screen, there is a creek to the left of this property, and the river runs to the right of this property. This was tabled during the first meeting due to a lot of residents of this neighborhood, as well as I, speaking about the flooding and retention of the water. You will see within the yellow square of said property, there are two ponds. Where it cuts off on the green on the left side, that continues right through this property, and it connects to the top right of the river. This property doesn't run, and tall grass below it have experienced severe amounts of flooding and water retention. If you continue to build the lot to the half of the size, there will be massive amounts of runoff that we have not experienced prior, as well as prior planning building of 700 lots north of the creek. So this could even impact the flooding increase more. Another concern is the safety. It takes around 30 to 45 minutes. I love our Rogers County Fire and EMS and police, and I wish that they had more support, but it takes around 30 minutes to be in a dire medical emergency or a threat to our homes to get any help out here. How would our staff, our public servants, be able to access even more people on this property? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Nobody else?
What's the motion? We have somebody else.
Joe Petty, 16757 East 79th Street North, Owasso, Oklahoma. State Street Engineering. Engineer of record for this development. I just want to speak to one or two things on the previous. We have the consideration of the water and the drainage. We've worked through the Corps of Engineers and all the land there. We actually have a base flood elevation determined there at the AE portion of the floodplain and have all the comp storage controlled and defined and evaluated and managed. So to get our construction permit, we're never going to be able to release above the original release rate of the water, and we've already done that engineering exercise to prove that. That is, the report is available for anyone's home request. Thank you for your
time. And you actually stole my comment.
Okay,
about no more water coming in and out. We certainly wish that the subdivisions, including in this area, back in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s, were engineered to the standards that they have to be today. there was not enough regard for flooding at that time, and we're paying the price for that. But I can assure you, as he just stated, this property and any others being developed have to hold a standard that no more water runs in than runs off right now. It's got to be exactly the same. And the hydrology and the engineer studies that we do, we hold them to that, those standards. Thank you. But the concerns are valid about flooding, and we're dealing with issues that should have been taken care of 20 years ago, and we're trying to alleviate those problems as much as possible as we continue to grow.
Yes, we have one more.
Yes, sir.
Mark, I'm 128 North, 161st East Avenue. I live very close to this property. The concern with the extra amount of water, we know it's going to happen when these houses and that land goes out of production. However, I'm more concerned with the quality of the water. We all know that we hear all this stuff about these septic tanks spraying the water in the yard. All of this is going to run off. Now, when you try to figure out how much water every house is going to use, it's almost impossible. So, you know, a house with a 3 teenagers and a tank of hot water tanks need a lot more water than, you know, retired people, you know, and things like that. But there's going to be a large amount of water put through this. It's going to have phosphorus in it. It's going to have sewage in it that goes and sprays on the backyard, which is going to be washed into these waterways. How long has it been since anyone has taken a water sample from the runoff of the Pheasant Run and the Tallgrass there? How long has it been since anybody who lived in one of these homes with these aerobic systems has taken a soil sample and tested for different things that could be coming out of that? We see what happened over in Arkansas and Oklahoma line with the poultry production, you know, and all that started, what, 70 years ago? I'm going to pay for it today. That's just kind of my question and my concern. What is the quality of this water that's running down through there? It's been a lot higher this summer when it was wet than it is right now, guaranteed. Because that water will change. Now, I'm sure it's not concerned with this piece of property right here, and it shouldn't be, but the long term is, what about the property next to it, across the street and things? When that goes before you, is that going to be a concern then?
Mark, you say your last name for me real quick. So your last name?
E-H-N-E-N.
Thank you.
That particular issue is into another department of oversight, which would concern the health department.
And DEQ.
And they have a say in the development also. And I know their current regulations have to be satisfied.
But my question is, does it have a
can't answer that. Anybody else? And I'll make a motion to close public hearing.
I'll second.
Delosier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Burroughs?
Aye.
Motion carried to close public hearing at 9:18 a.m.
This development, to me, is a natural progression of the growth in this area that we're experiencing. And I see no reason to decline. I'm going to make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Delosier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Burroughs?
Aye.
Motion carried to approve zoning change from AR to RS zoning.
Number two, in District 1, public hearing and with discussion of possible action on the request for a zoning change from AR to RS10. To C4, that the intended use of the property after rezoning is for an electrical business, contingent on the approval of the Board of County Commissioners, case number 2657. The applicant is Joe Duvall. The location is 13665 East Highway 20, Claremore, Oklahoma 74017. The legal description is reflected in your agenda, and the Planning Board voted to recommend approval of 620.
Next motion to open public hearing.
Second.
The Lozier?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye.
Burrows?
Aye.
Motion carried to open public hearing at 9:20 a.m.
I thought you were going to say something. Okay. This is a two-acre tract out east of Fairmore on the north side of Highway 20. The current zoning on the 2 acres is RS10, and a part of it, the blue is RS10, the green part is AR agricultural residential. The requested zoning from the applicant is C4 zoning, that's commercial. The proposed use is for visual business, which is Duval Electric. This area is in the County 4 planning area of the Continental Plan. This is in the Highway 20 corridor. In the Continental Plan, it does show the higher intensity commercial uses in the highway corridors. You'll see this red zoning that does go along the highway is an existing commercial zoning. The electrical business in the zoning ordinance is underneath unit 16. So C4 or C5 are the two zoning districts that it is used by write-in. If approved, if the zoning is approved, the owner will have to pass property for a commercial business. Screening will be required if it abuts any residential or AR zoning. So screening will be required and plating will be required.
Yeah, he described screening.
It would have to be fence that cannot see through. It has to be a minimum of 6 feet tall, no taller than 8 feet tall. And so that would be required along the west, north, and eastern property boundary line. That the slight green you see is AR zoning, and then this blue that you see on the east side is residential zoning. So screening is required if it is a button in AR or R zoning district.
We don't have any questions. We'll entertain those who want to speak on behalf of this, and same rules apply. Get your name, address. Tell your name. And you have 3 minutes.
Elizabeth Barnett, ELIFABETH, Barnett, MDE, 736 South Maryland Avenue, Fairmore, Oklahoma. I'm just worried that if this is zoned for an electrical plant, will there be toxic waste that then goes into water that affects the very top of next door? I don't know a whole lot about this, but it just concerns me about the concern that's going through. So has that come up at all in any of this zoning?
Thank you. I'm Rick.
Hi, I'm Rick. I'm an attorney here in Claremore. I actually reside in District 1. I'm here to protest this zoning on behalf of the Williamsons, who manage and run Swan's Dairy, which is right behind all of this property. We're asking for 3-4 zoning, which is the next intense zoning that you can have in a commercial district. This is in the comprehensive plan. This is part of a commercial district. Nobody's arguing that. The question is, what is the intensity that you're going to allow to develop along there? As you see C4 zoning along there, if you'll just visualize with me what you see as you come down Highway 20, you see pawn shops, you see a portable building sale, you see a used car dealership, and you see a number of different types and styles of uses. You guys are the final determiner of the type of entrance that Claremore has along Highway 20. You have a choice. You can have 3 other zoning designations that might be more compatible and less intensive than a C4. You can zone a C1, which is retail, you know, that kind that you normally see. You can zone at C3, which is a little more intensive zoning for retail and use. You can even zone at C3, which this electrical stuff may fit into, or you can zone at C4, which allows buildings right up against the boundary line, right up to the front. And then when you do C4 zoning, you have permanently provided intensive zoning for that 2 acres. And that falls under use unit 16 of your subdivision regulations. And if you read through use unit 16, you see all kinds of higher intense use that may not be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the most efficient use of that piece of property. The city and the county may have more benefit from a C2, a C1, or a C3 zone. If you zone this C4 today, then you are basically condemning this property to a whole, I mean, just read 16. I hope you guys every once in a while just read use unit 16 when you're considering these zoning requests. Because we may have another just big team building here. That's what this warehouse is going to be. We all know when you have a some sort of an outfit to do storage, the back part of that 2.5 acres goes into all kinds of various material storage. Is that what you really want to see coming in and out of Claremont? So I suggest that this be turned down so that we can go back and find a kinder, gentler zoning classification for this piece of property, which may be able to allow Mr. Duval to still have a facility in there, but we have not condemned this piece of property to high intensity use for the next 20 years. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Christopher Keeney. I am the nephew of Diane Wilson. I'm in opposition to rezoning.
Your address,
oh, my address is 10953 East Western Lane, Claremont, Oklahoma. I'm in opposition to rezoning from agriculture to C4 Commercial Service District in Rogers County. Good morning, Chair and Commission. My name is Christopher Keeney. I'm here to oppose the proposed rezoning from agricultural to C4 Commercial Central Service District for an electrical kitchen, warehouse, and transformer facility to an active dairy farm in Rogers County. This request is incompatible with agricultural land use and conflicts with Oklahoma law and the intent of county zoning regulations. First, Oklahoma's Right to Farm Act, Title 50, Section 22, exists to protect lawful agricultural operations from encroachment by incompatible non-agricultural uses. Rezoning this property to C4 introduces industrial scale commercial activity, including transformers, heavy equipment, and service traffic, directly next to a dairy operation, shifting risk and liability onto the farm. Second, the zoning decisions must promote public health, safety, and welfare. C4 districts allow high-intensity service and utility-type uses that involve oil, chemicals, stormwater runoff, and heavy diesel activity. Any contamination of soil or groundwater poses a direct threat to livestock, health, milk safety, and nearby wells. Once agricultural land is impacted, remediation is costly and often permanent. Third, this rezoning constitutes spot zoning, placing a high-intensity commercial service district within an agricultural area without adequate standards or buffer. Approval sets a precedent for continued commercial encroachment into agricultural zones, undermining the purpose of agricultural zoning countywide. Fourth, dairy operations are subject to strict state and federal state regulations. Introducing an equal commercial use adjacent to a dairy increases compliance burdens, insurance costs, and operational risk without providing a clear public necessity. Finally, reasonable alternative locations exist. Equal commercial services use more appropriately located in existing commercial or utility corridors designed to handle industrial traffic, infrastructure, and environmental risk, not next to a food producing agricultural operation. This land is always served with highest and best use, agricultural. The proposed C4 rezoning is not compatible, not necessary in this location, and not to the long-term interest of Rogers County. For these reasons, I respectfully request that the Commission deny the rezoning request.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time and your consideration.
I'm Diane Williamson. My address is 15085 East 495 Road in Acton, Claremore, 74019. My husband and I currently own Palm River Dairy. That land has been in the family and farm for over 100 years now. And we just do not think that this is appropriate use for that particular piece of property that is right next to where our livestock goes every single day of the year. We are very concerned about the health of our cows, and also that would also incorporate the health of the milk that they produce that our community so dearly loves. We've been here, especially like during snowstorms, and everybody else is out, they come to us. We've just been in the community, and we just don't feel like this is beneficial to the community for to pose a potential risk to our livestock. And I would appreciate it if you would acknowledge this.
So, we request.
Thank you for your time.
Anybody else?
My name is Shirley Mormon. It's CHURIMURRAY. I live at 9728 East 530 Road. I didn't intend to do this, but I haven't really prepared anything. But I am 80 years old. I spent the last 2 years studying in-depth nutrition. I am a functional nutritional therapy practitioner. And my concern is over the health of these cows. There's been a lot of studies that I can't go into depth with on the effects of EMS on all life forms, you know, humans and animals both. EMS is electrical magnetic frequency. My concern is that this needs to be studied to see what the effects of these EMS increase would be on the health of these cows, the milk that they produce, and what they produce we ingest as humans, and so therefore it affects us also. So my request would be, I agree with some of the others that you should table it, but at the least, my request would be that you just postpone it in lieu of some investigation onto it, the effect that this would be, not only on the cows, but on the health of the people who ingest their dairy products. There are a lot of people that depend on that dairy. There's a lot of people that really understand that the effects of what we eat and put into our bodies affects the way that our bodies function and the health of our bodies. So at the least, I would request that you do some more investigations before you make a decision.
Anybody else?
I'm Joe Duvall. I'm the devil in the room. 15474 East 495 Road. As far as the transformers have been brought up and so on and so forth, I think y'all are misunderstanding what we do. We're an electrical service company. We're not an electrical service provider. Who's given, especially as far as the materials are concerned. We don't really buy a whole lot of stuff just to taxes, here and stuff. I'm sure you guys are all aware of it. Every year we have to report in to what we have on hand, so we don't keep a lot of stuff. The funeral usage is this place, and it's basically a place for our guys to corral. Obviously, if we're working, we're out in the field, we're not in establishing a business somewhere. honestly, I feel like we wouldn't even be here had two family members not owned two adjacent properties. That's all I have.
So, Mr. Duval, I've got a question for you. Is there any chance transformer oil is released in the ground or anything?
The only type of transformer we deal with is dry type. They do not have oil. The only type of transformers that have oil in them are utility service transformers. We don't have them.
And there's nothing else in your business that could harm cattle in any way?
No, we like cattle.
Yeah.
Mr. Duval, these transformers that we're talking about that seems to be the concern of contamination and leakage, are these the same transformers that are hanging on just about every service pole in the area inside the neighborhoods already?
Yes, sir. They also serve that cell tower outside the area. Okay.
So they're all around us.
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Can I do that what he said? Mm-hmm. This is not a famous field. My brother wants to sell the property that is subject to claim. This is just not a suitable business for it. I have no problem with this selling it to something else, but I just don't feel like this is the proper business next to my livestock. My
okay, so what you're telling me, C4, they're going to have a 6-foot fence, at least a 6-foot fence, completely around this place. And most of it you can't see through. Is that correct? Where is he at? Oh, that's him.
Okay.
Is there what happens? Is there any way we could change from the C4 to a lesser and then still work there?
There's not. So for this flexible contract service business, it is only used allowed by right in the C4 and C5. There's some uses allowed by like say special exception in other zoning districts. This is not one of them. It's just used by right in C4 or C5.
Yeah, I look at the map, and there's a lot of C4.
There's a lot of C4,
and even a couple of C5.
Any one of those businesses already zoned C4 could go out of business, put their property up for sale, and a company like Duval could buy that property.
And so they own their own.
Yeah.
Or even.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just like Mr. Duval. I like cattle. I have no problem with cattle in any way. I raise a lot of them. So that's not anything here. The thing that I was concerned with was the oil. And that seems to be the only big concern that I've read on Facebook. And you know, you read all this stuff on Facebook where everybody puts everything that they think they know. And most of the time, they're wrong. So I think there's been a lot of stirred up here on Mr. Duval. I don't even know the man. It's the first time I've ever seen him. I think that the electrical contractor business that he's in is not hazardous, other than if you grab a hold of the line, it'll kind of shock you. But other than that, I don't see the issue. I don't see any issue here with this being in this area. Like I said, we've got C4 all the way around it. There's not anything here. He could buy another one of these businesses and do the same thing right next to where he's at now. So I don't have any big concerns with this. And anyway, is anybody else wanting to speak?
I just have a question. Is there any other?
Wait for your turn.
Okay.
This lady's coming up.
Hi. My name is Susie Kelsey, KELSEY. I live at 1007 West 22nd Street, Claremore, Oklahoma. I've come to this area my whole life. My question is, why this month, that exact locations. Is there not another location in town, in the county, that he wants to put this? This is a family business that's been here for over 100 years, and our county depends on it. Some people that aren't able to drink regular milk can drink this milk. I want every safety concern to be taken care of because this family has made sure that that has happened for over 100 years. I just want to know why he wants that exact piece of property. Thank you.
And I will tell you, I've bought gallons, I don't know how many gallons of milk and everything else from that place. So I understand that. I don't have a problem at all with this. I just, right now, I'm not seeing anything that this causes a problem with. Mr. Duvall's business is not a hazardous business other than, like I said, the electricity part of it. But there's nothing here that seems to be a problem in any way.
Sir, you had the next question.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you have to give your name and address.
So my name is Charles Zeinick. So Zeinick. And I live at 7407 East Poser Place, Claremore.
Poser.
Claremore, 74019. The question I had was, is there any other type of contamination other than, like you were saying, the oil from these transformers? I mean, contamination as radiation of any kind or anything like that coming out of electrical. And then the question also that agricultural contamination into the ground in the river runoff, is there going to be any complaint about agricultural contamination on his property?
Mr. Duvall, do you want to answer that?
No. Right, Cal. Lady at the back, raise your hand a while ago.
I'm going to ask him, ACKIMS 25185 South 4109 Road, Claremore, 74019. Thank you for doing that. I was going to say, my daughter, grandson, our whole family drank the milk from Cloud Dairy, and my daughter is an Instagram queen. She is all about posting everything that is good for her child. So, what do you think she's posting about? She loves Swan Dairy. So,
I want to butt in. I think everybody loves Swan's
right,
Dairy.
Correct.
Including me. So, probably these guys too. So, go ahead.
And see, my point with that is she comes to our house, we'll go to Swan's, I get the whole thing for us. We absolutely love it. Well, mm-hmm. I do also have cows. And when you're running cows from milk barn to pasture or the like, there's a migration sort of that they go through. And my question is for Swan's Dairy, because that, if you notice when you go to Swan's Dairy, there's like a little bit of a valley there, and there's a cute little path that the cows have carved out as they go to and from the milk barn. So it's not like the cows are like, they're all back in the back, but when I've seen them go from milk barn to, you know, the other pasture, how many they're running. I just noticed the one pasture, they run really close up to this proposed location. And while it's a site for people to hang out and, you know, hang on to transformers, still there is a concern that the cows are right there. And how is that going to affect their migration? Is he going to have to put in another pathway to get these cows from point A to point B safely? That would just be my thought, and something for you guys to consider. I appreciate y'all.
A lot of people, as we first had spoke earlier, I live on 16028 East 126th Street North, Collinsville. A lot of people have stated about the concerns for the cattle, as well as for the milk output, as well as the grazing and everything else. You mentioned the oil. Another thing that tends to stress cattle out especially dairy cattle, more so the beef cattle, sound, noise, any interference that they may have not gotten used to can stress these cows out, could lower the output of this milk. It could differ the quality of the milk. What Mr. Greenberg was mentioning was this is an entry point for Claremore and Rogers County. We have a majority of residential and business and commercial. Do we want to continue with high-intensity commercial at one of Claremore's entryways? Do we want to continue having this to be a safe, whereas I've seen a lot of people and heard from a lot of people whenever I meet them at farm cookies or at Swan. First thing they see when they come in through this entryway is swans, and that they come back every year because of that. If we continue to put bigger buildings, industrial buildings, Mr. Green at the Planning Commission asked Mr. Duval if this was a residential business or was it commercial. It was stated that it was for commercial and industrial use. It's a valid concern. I mean, this is one of our entryways. This has been here for 100 years. I mean, a space for Claremore that we see on Claremore page is our farm, is our field, is our small town restaurant. I think it's a valid concern to be concerned of what size buildings, the noise, anything that can impact our farms and our dairy and our cheese and our chicken. These are concerns. And if you don't put the concerns for the aspect of the dairy, because we look out, all of us do, then what about the concerns for our small businesses that have strived through COVID, through pandemic, to continue? Thank you.
Highway corridor.
Look, one more.
Okay.
Robert McDonald, 18301, Clear Creek Court, Claremore, Oklahoma, District 1. I didn't come up here just prepared to speak to Mr. Scott. Basically, this item is the matter of public opinion. What's your, like I say, Claremore was incorporated in 1903, 1893, depending on which Google you look at. Swan Dairy was incorporated in 1923, so it's been here 102 years. I don't know when sales tax was started, but I think Swan Dairy paid this year. About the property tax. Swan Dairy has paid this year. I think there's an obligation to the community. We don't want to cancel this out of respect. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not prepared for doing that. Go ahead. Hi, Steel. 11267 South Uladaw Drive, Uladaw, Oklahoma. Just to follow up on a couple things other people have stated. If Duval Electric comes in here, maybe he's not a problem, but having changed the zoning, if he decides to move afterwards, let's just stop someone else from coming in and creating a bigger problem. And then where the cows and the chickens, all of the farm animals are concerned, anything that's going to raise their stress level and causing the cortisol issues is then going to show up in the dairy, in whatever they're producing, which then we ingest, and it compounds and affects our health greatly. And currently, all of us are under tremendous amount of stress today because of the industries and the stress levels that we deal with. So we are already at a tipping point physically, physiologically. So that's just what I wanted to bring up. And I too agree
there should be some more information and people able to just bring more to the table for that decision, before that decision is actually made. That's all I have to say today.
Anybody else?
Hi, my name is Terry, T-H-E-R-I, Time, T-Y-E, other at 115-22, South Prairie, Miller Drive, and Cromwell. I don't really have anything new to bring to this presentation, other than as the study very briefing was, I had mentioned earlier, I too have spent years in studying many things with health, and electromagnetic frequencies are very valid. I have done many government studies over the years, one of those was for NCHS, throughout the Arctic County and many areas. One of those had a street where there's transformers along there. During that study, every home that I went to along that street was either currently dealing with cancer or they passed away from it, or someone in the home had passed away from it. So I'm in agreement that this needs to be much deeper consideration. I know somebody mentioned about the Facebook. The only thing that they've seen that people think they know about is the oil runoff. Well, that may be what's all proven on Facebook, but that doesn't mean that's all there is to consider. So, again, I think this needs a much deeper investigation. And then there's a jump brought up here. Yes, there's the emotional thing with the respect for and preservation of what this community has been started as part of the farming industry. You know, but I do understand that that can't always be the final, you know, our emotions, the final determining factor. But beyond that, I'm looking at true, serious physical conditions. Might be the capital, that and human beings, and not because they're drinking milk. So that's all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anybody else? Please ask him. Chris, have you got anything new to add?
I'm going to talk about it.
Well, it was
okay.
A time
time
block. I have a 3-minute time block, so there's no calculating how much you have left. So it's just something
okay. To
get.
Yeah, I do have to something to add. Okay. My name is Chris Christian. I live here in Fairmore, Oklahoma. CCN wire. We all know that Voluntary Farm did hit with a tornado. Right. CCN is a plastic, a thermal plastic PVC that is very toxic. Okay. That stuff can blow into a pit. CCN wire contains copper and chemical coated plastics and is blown into a pasture and ingested by cattle. It can cause internal injury, contamination, loss of milk production, making it a consumable livestock and food. I do have a question for you guys. Given that this D4 commercial central service will be involved in both storage and handling of CCN and electrical wire and related to materials and getting that rocket challenge within a tornado prone area, what specific enforceable measures will the applicant implement to prevent CCN wire or electrical debris from being blown into adjacent agricultural fields? And who will bear full financial and legal responsibility for livestock injury, contamination, cleanup, and loss of production if such an event occurs?
Okay, when the tornado hit, did anything blow over from all the housing districts, or the house was built all along there? Did any of that blow over in the field?
Yeah. Yeah, and we went out there and cleaned it all up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you didn't ask who was responsible for all of that then?
But we're building a deal to build on something else. I'm just talking about the Municipal County Office of Crime right now.
Okay.
Being right there in that area, being that who will stop material. So who will bear the financial responsibility of that?
That's enough. Thank you. If you're finished now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else?
My name's Jim Mullins. I own an electrical contracting company, my flight goes.
Okay.
22022 Countryside Drive, Claremont.
Thank you.
I think you need to make your decision based on facts, gentlemen. The facts are, and I want Joe to correct me if I'm wrong, this is an office warehouse building. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
I've operated my company for 40 years because I know the material Joe has. There are no toxic materials in that operation in an office warehouse. Again, 40 years, gentlemen. Still work for me. The fact is, he's going to have an office in EMS of Dollar Tree Sons. This is simply power to his office and lights in the warehouse. This is not transmission lines. There's no reason that this property couldn't be placed where it is. None. The only valid thing I've even heard here today related to what Joe's proposing to do is someone else could buy the property sometime down the road. That's it. There's nothing else.
I'm Joey Murray. Do I need to say that again?
Tell me again, sir.
Terry Murray, 9728 East 530 Road. I have a question about what he just said. The thought came into my mind. What he's saying is very reasonable. But then I'm asking myself, why do we have to rezone this? So then the question is, okay, we rezone it, and what is this just going to be an office down the road because of the zoning? Could the transmission thing come in? It's just a question about what's going to happen down the road with the zoning. I don't understand zoning, you know, but my question is, can it be more than that that some of us are concerned about down the road if the zoning happens and then we face something? That's just my question.
Well, generally, respond to that. So within C4, which you see all up and down Highway 20, it's all ready down. There is a list of companies or products to be produced. I mean, the list is pretty long. Matt Grieber had said where that slope, you know, where you could see that list, but that's already available. Already, where you see that, is already available. So, I think it was 2 years ago. This year was a 2 years ago comprehensive plan that was approved.
Yes.
And we spent 2 years in that process. And a comprehensive plan is a roadmap for growing communities. I mean, if you don't have a roadmap, that there would be C4, C5 all over this map, outside of the highway. But the comprehensive plan, and it took 2 years to go through that with public input. And there was intense public input over the last 2 months of that. And ultimately, we end up with a roadmap. And through that roadmap, highways are designated for higher intense businesses. Not saying, I mean, I don't know what's all the economy seems more now, especially the ones that I would be questioning is the C5. C5 is the highest intensity, and they're already there. So already, these are in place to fit whatever falls under a C4 designation. And through the comprehensive plan that was approved and has public input, C4 will continue along not just Highway 20 here, but Highway 20 to Owosso. We've had similar type discussions with businesses in Highway 20 headed west towards Owosso. Highways are intended for business, not residential. Now, the fact that agriculture has been here is absolutely wonderful. It's fantastic. And I've known the Swans and Spain for a long time and respect what they do. As a matter of fact, it's a treasure of what they do for a small business. So I don't think there's any argument that we respect that and want to preserve it. But the properties that come up for sale and it fits within the comprehensive plan of that type of zoning, that's what that whole comprehensive plan was all about, was the roadmap. So I appreciate everybody's comments. I really do. I mean, they've been insightful. They have been a varied amount of concern. I think we hear some things outside that are not really accurate on what this company is going to be doing. And get caught up with that. So, I mean, I'll just tell you, every one of those C4s, he could buy that and do the same thing that's already got that zone. That's the long and short of it right there. So adding another C4 is not going to change all the C4 that's already there. Anybody else?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay.
Aye.
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 I've not had anything here represented that changes my mind on this in any way. That Mr. Duvall has made it real clear what he does out there. There's not going to be anything there that's going to be an issue in any way. A tornado hits, it's going to hit. There's not anything we can do with that. The whole town was torn up. Most of my district was torn up east of town. So I understand the tornado part of it, but if things are strung everywhere, that's part of the tornado. That's not anything we can do with that. He doesn't have anything that's toxic there that's going to cause any issues. I just can't see any reason not to. I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Hi. I appreciate everyone being here today, and I appreciate your opinions, and I truly admire your passion and the way you presented yourself respectfully, and we all appreciate that. And if I felt at this time that approving this would have any negative impact or harm to Swansbury, I would not support it. But to me, there's been nothing presented here that convinces me that this would cause any undue harm to Swansbury. So my vote's going to be yes.
And we don't want to see Swansbury go anywhere. Swansbury is a good product. Good where they're at, like Joe said, he likes Cal too, so.
This is just another example of a growing county, guys. And we've got more growth ahead. I mean, there is, we're a desirable place for business and residential. Very desirable. We're growing at a pace that's even, it's unprecedented for us. So I'm just grateful that we did the comprehensive plan when we did. There's our roadmap. And we're going to be able to follow that, which is what it was intended for, to follow that roadmap. And again, this is just another example of why we did that and how it helps us make the decisions, the tough decisions that we have to do. Yes.
Motion carries to approve dummy change from AR to RS 10 and C4.
All right, next we have utility permits. Number one's in District 1. Volt Fiber to cross a parallel county highway or local road. See the account map on approximately 14.75 miles of road in northeast portion of Rogers County, north of Johnson, and further described as being in section 1, 2, 3, 7, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, Township 54 North, range 17 feet, and 18 feet, Rogers County, U 26-1.
We're excited about seeing Volt come in. Up in that area, there's a lot of dead spots up there, and this is going to really help in my district. Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right.
Aye. Number two, from District 1.
If everybody would like to exit the room.
Number two in District 1, Bolt Fiber to cross in parallel county highway or local road. See account station on approximately 7 miles of road in the Howard and Bushy Bend area southwest of Chelsea and further described as being in sections 2, 4, 8, 9, and 10. Township 23 North, range 17 East, Rogers County, U26-2.
Another part of Bolt that we're very excited to see. Motion to approve.
Second. Next, we have surplus county-owned equipment. The resolution for surplus is 2026-123. The disposal 2026-123A, and the one below that 2026-124, and the disposal 2026-124A. Both of these are in District 2. First is the workstation, 24-inch monitor, inventory number and serial number reflected in your agenda. The date purchased is 6/20/2017 for $1,297. Next one, this is Dell OptiFlex 24-7000 series, all in one. Inventory number and serial number reflected. Purchase date 2/2/2017 for $1,904.
System obsolete computer equipment at District 2. We need to get a motion to approve.
Second.
Next, we have bids, review, and let. Number one is 2026-33 heavy duty towing. Let's make that
This originally was presented by District 3. John Brown has brought this to me. Through discussions with Adrian Wagner, we have decided to, rather than limit to District 3 only, it was going to be available to all officers within the county who require heavy duty towing. So this would be flat, that would allow heavy duty towing bids for services throughout the county.
And I'll just comment on that, Commissioner. So when we have a plow truck get off into the ditch, and we have another piece of our snow removal equipment that has to go pull them out, rescue them. So our thought was if we can contract with a towing company to get that vehicle back on it, leave the other equipment continuing to do snow removal. So we'll see, and there's a time limit that we put in there that we would like a response from a towing company. So we're just waiting at their discretion to come in and pull that vehicle back on. So something we're going to try. Hopefully be able to allow some.
Hopefully you never have to use them.
Correct. So Sam, what do you need?
Motion
to approve. Motion to what? Okay, make a motion to approve. So let's have you use Tony.
Motion to let the 2026-33.
Next, we have open an award, number one, 2026-33. 26, hot mix, hot lay, hot mix, cold lay, liquid asphalt, 3 months from 01-01-2026 to 03-31-2026, District 3 award for secondary contingent vendor. And I don't have that in front of me. I know our secondary was who we needed, right? We needed the second.
Yes, so you awarded a dual award, and through the sessions with your, I think that's Sarah. There was some confusion on her part when you guys awarded a dual award that you guys did not award a secondary if either one of your primary awarded vendors is unable to provide.
Well, which was that category?
It was for SuperPay Head S4-6422. And it was a dual award based on boundary lines. You awarded the Millennial Asphalt, which was the low bid vendor, and then you awarded Fire Asphalt as the second, or as a dual award for a secondary section of Logic County District 3 based on location. And so with that, Millennial Asphalt was not able to provide you guys with SuperPay last week that you needed, and Sarah called me and said, well, we can switch to the other vendor. I said, no. Unfortunately, you awarded a dual award, not a contingent, where your primary
one is
under
penalty. Right. So I need that prior to be the secondary. Is that correct? Okay. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate that. Next, we have tax on implemented needs, a request for appropriations for December collections.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have transfer of funds, number one, from youth tax maintenance and operations into youth tax sheriff firing range in the amount of $18,186.25 for construction of new vault at the firing range as approved by the Board of County Commissioners on January 5th, 2026. So, question, we got responsibility from the sheriff's office.
No,
we gave $150,000 to them. Is this 18,000 part of that 150, or is it?
You know, I think they got the 150,
so it's in addition to the years out of your tax. This was originally part of another bid that we had to put back out for bid, Sam, because it wasn't included in everybody's bid.
It was an optional item.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason this got separated from the original award, if I remember right.
But had they already used the 300,000?
I...
Or 150, whatever it was?
No. Russell did mention to me this past week that he had 150,000 left, and he had intended for that to be for his building. Oh. I don't know...
For the tower?
For the tower, yes. So I don't know for sure for the new wall. I think that the transfer would just have to put where they need to be, but I'm not 100% sure.
Who is it going to sign up for the tower? It was for the tower.
Yeah, that was discussed in the previous meeting. The tower's being constructed with a $300,000 grant. Mm-hmm. That they received, which will not use all of that money. And Bronson said the additional money from that $300,000 will be used to purchase additional vehicles for the sheriff's department, whether it be two, three, four, whatever money's left over, they will purchase their own vehicles out of that grant. That had nothing to do with our original award.
Well, this was here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what conversations you. I had
the
conversations. Right. We had mentioned to sheriff's department we wouldn't pay for this out of use tax.
Okay.
It has been previously discussed.
Some previous. Okay.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Number two, from general fund digital inspection maintenance and operations into general fund digital inspection rental and leases in the amount of $1,752 for 10 Vision Government Solutions, Inc., for Landmark, CAMA, CAMA support.
I'm not here either. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Aye.
Next, we have blanket purchase orders. Number one, material, supplies, parts, groceries, and subscriptions.
10 blanket purchase orders were submitted for a total of $18,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Hello,
sir. Aye.
Hendricks.
Aye. 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 Move us to agenda items. Number one, monthly report of officers.
Assessor, clerk, and sheriff did not report this month. All other officers
report. Motion to approve the rest of them.
All of them.
Supervisor?
Aye.
Hendricks?
Aye. Who was that, Jamie?
Assessor, court clerk, and the sheriff.
Alright, next we have number two, discussion possible action regarding potential change order. Number three, agreement between Rogers County and Lyle Building Group for a facility maintenance expansion project. This had to do with some additional work, pretty expensive work really, with sewer lines. The sewer, Doug, I don't know if you want to talk in more detail. I went over and I looked at it. I mean, they had the whole floor all soft cut out. And the elevation of the flow of what will be the new bathroom.
Yeah, where the bathroom was and stuff, that was seemed to be right at the top of the concrete for the drain, and it went through the center of the building, from the center of the building kind of towards the west and south just a little bit. So it all was underneath the building, and it was all 3-inch line and stuff. And it was, it caused a bubble up spot there in the center. And what this intention was to move it from, take it to the north and bring it down along the side of the building, along the property line there, and then tie it into the drainage in the alleyway. It made it a lot cleaner and stuff, and anything in the future would be easier to work on and stuff, to clear out and stuff.
Yeah, it looks like he took plenty of cleanup because the line is so flat. He did put in some extra clean outs for future potential issues.
It's same sort of makes sense if we don't have enough fault to get the sewer out of it.
How much is the change order?
$15,100 and 16.
What I want included, I was given a figure for this change order. I would like that to be included in this motion.
$15,182.16. Make that motion. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Hello,
sir.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. To enter private property to remove brush, shade ditches for water drainage on all sides of the property for the Oklahoma statute, Title 69, 643.1.
You know, I get into this quite often, but in districts, in all three districts, we have 33-foot road easement on 90% of our roads. So this road is very narrow. Being able to clear this out, we're going to be able to get a ditch closer to the fence line or the property line. Once we get all of the trees cleared out, the trees are grown clear up to the edge of the road. We brush all we can out there, but this mile of road that we're going to do here is it has always been an issue, but the property owner would never let us take the trees out. Now they want to clear it. They're going to build all new fence in their property line, and we're going to be able to fix the drainage problem we've got out there. So, motion to approve.
I'll second.
The license.
Aye.
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 Motion carries approved.
Number four, discussing possible action regarding profile quote 202926 in the amount of $99,110.80 for the digitization and implementation of QuickLink for Commissioner's Journal.
So we preserve and digitize all of the Commissioner's Journals that were handwritten up to the first 9 or 10. Now that we have all of the Xerox copies, there's 86 journals that are the Xerox copies of your minutes and your agendas from years back. They will digitize those and they will be put into the QuickLink software when you can search. If you want to look up Bridge 56, you just type it in and it'll pull anything and an agenda or minute that came back from, and then once a year we will upload all the current agendas and minutes into this system. It's going to be an asset. It'll be paid for out of preservation funds. So no cost to it.
Motion to approve.
I'll second. Five is discussing possible action to approve the following agreement, terms of service, license agreement for Rogers County Mental Health Act Development. There's 23 bullet points here.
Well, I was the lawyer that got to review all those. You've been doing your job.
We are getting close to a launch.
Mm-hmm. This will enable the app to be downloadable from Apple and Google, and we need those kinds of service in place in order to do that, create that agreement. It's nothing, it's a standard agreement for anyone that wants to create a mobile app. There's nothing to Apple. Once we do engage in those agreements, the app will be available to only a certain number of people involved in this project to test it. And I don't know how many are going to be testing it. We haven't gotten that far yet. But providing these are agreed upon this week, we should be able to download it within a week after that.
So just a question on those that we'll be providing the test run testing. Those are people that are in the mental health industry. There's people that would.
A select few. It won't be available to the public yet. It's not a test project for the public yet.
Not until we get a little bit closer.
Passing, we've got a 10:30 meeting. Passes all that, and then we would be able to announce the launch pretty soon. Very good.
Questions?
Motion to approve.
I will second.
Delighted.
Aye. Hendricks? Aye. 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 Next, we have Hannah from all departments, resolution 2026-125.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Delighted.
Aye. Hendricks?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. A